Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. I'm your hostess, Fleshbind, and I'm here with Mighty Phil, and we're recording in front of a live studio audience. Hey, thanks for joining, guys.
What was that?
I don't know. I summoned my inner valley girl.
That actually seemed more like you're the MC for Up With People.
Yeah.
Up With People.
Yeah, or any of those, like, groups that perform in front of kids and are always permanently perky.
Okay.
Or at least seem that way on stage.
I'm always perky, Bill. I don't know what you're talking about. I love life, and thanks for joining me tonight.
I'm gonna be over here in case the lightning strikes.
What? I don't understand what you're talking about. You're acting like I'm not a ray of fucking sunshine in your day every Wednesday. I don't understand. So yeah, okay, this is Flesh Fine. And just to balance that out, you can all bite me.
Okay. This is Mighty Bill. And no, I won't get perky for you.
Yeah, no perky.
Unless you send pictures.
Yeah.
But then you better have tits and not man tits.
Yeah, and then he'll get perky in his special private.
Because I had a friend send me tit pictures today and I was very happy about it.
Yeah. But not man tits.
No. These were very lovely, very large Canadian woman tits.
You know, it's funny. I was actually just looking at FetLife the other day, and so many people go off on their profiles about, don't send me cock pics. Do not send me cock pics. I don't want to see... Send me cock pics. I'm all over it. I'll look at them, and furthermore, I'll share them with Phantom. And we'll have a great time looking at the cock pics. Just send them to me.
Well, I know on... what was it? X-Peeps.
Mm-hmm.
You have a real bad habit of guys that their profile picture will be nothing but
their cock.
Yeah,
we've talked about that, yeah.
Yeah.
If he draws a little smiley face on it, what's the fucking difference? Little curly hairs at the tip. Actually, that's funny.
Give it a little Jufro.
I know, I'm going to get on Photoshop later. It'll be fabulous. So what'd you do this week?
This Saturday I had a dinner and a shopping trip with two wonderful people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird, because we went out with some weirdos.
Really?
That's right, we went to the Halloween store.
Yeah, we went to Spirit and went to Ida's Pizza Kitchen.
And I was like, okay, I can barely scrape together money for like one or two things. And I ended up walking out spending $99.46.
Damn! I did not realize it was that much.
Yeah, it was that much. But we kept finding shit, and we were like, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like it won't get put up and used over and over again, because
totally,
their stuff's good. So.
Yeah. Well, except we had that bubbler. It's like a bubbler that you put into like a plastic cauldron with a little bit of water, and it lights up, and it kind of splashes a little bit, but it also mists, so you end up with like a little bit of fog. It was 29?
I think it was 20.
20, maybe? And it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
So we've got to take that back. But we also got some Halloween labels for our hazelnut brown ale that we made for the party. And we've got to go back and get some more of those, too. So we were going to go back anyways. What else did we get?
God. What did you get?
I know you got the rat thing. The
yeah, we
the
got a rat and like some spiders. Plastic spiders are always fun to put in popcorn things.
Right, pounds of grease paint.
Yeah, a bunch of grease paint for our non-costume. And then we had that delicious pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you do?
That's pretty much it. Work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any good movies or? I know a good game that you guys have been playing.
Yep. Thanks to you guys again, which I did thank you in person and Twitter.
I know. No, I wasn't looking for a thank you. I was looking to see what you thought of it.
They got Shea Geek.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy it. It's basically the Slacker version of Magic, basically.
It's just kind of fun and quick and easy, and it's just, hey, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've only played it once so far, but...
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of times we just get home and we just kind of veg out in front of the computers and
yeah.
talking to each other and stuff. And
yeah. We
We're bad about that.
When we're stuck here at the shop for, like, long stretches. Like, today was actually so quiet. People came in and dropped a bunch of cash.
Right.
But they were, like, really few and far between. So we made okay money, but, you know, there were a lot of dry periods. And so we learned how to play Gloom. Which is awesome. Have I shown you Gloom?
I think I saw it sitting here last time we were recording.
It's got... Here, let me show you.
All right.
It's got clear cards. And it's very gothy, kind of Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, it's
right.
In the art,
Edward
yeah.
Gorey.
Yeah, exactly. And what it is you choose a family.
Okay.
And then you have all these cards, which are bad things that will happen to the family.
Okay.
And you want... There's this whole story in the rules about how your afterlife is all the more glorious for all the trials and tribulations you faced
okay.
in this life. And so you want as many bad things to happen to your family as possible.
Oh, okay.
However, there are also good things that you can play on your partner's cards, like so-and-so was happily married, and then they have positive points. And you want to have the worst score possible.
Right.
So what happens is you keep killing off members of your family, and you try to have them have the least points possible, like
right.
the most bad things that happen. Because at the end, when one person's family, when they're all dead, you count all the points of all the dead people. So you want to kill your people with the most... Anyways.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Okay.
So we played the fuck out of that today. And not only did we play the fuck out of that, but we're suckers for expansions. We can't just have a game. We need all of the expansions.
Yeah, right.
We're the people that they market to, really. Mm-hmm. So, Phantom went out.
So we played one game and said, fuck it, we gotta go get
exactly. So we went and got the houses expansion. We can have a house and have bad things happen to the house, too. So, it's awesome. I love that game.
They actually had a Mad Magazine game that was kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, but it was more your, it was like... It was basically a Monopoly type game,
mm-hmm.
but you're trying to bankrupt.
Okay.
You're supposed to be the first one to lose all your money.
Was it? Yeah, actually, that sounds really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
But it had the same thing to where you could actually play like stuff where your opponents would get more money
mm-hmm.
because you're on your way.
Yeah,
you're trying
yeah.
to bankrupt. You're trying to be the first one to get all bankrupt and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So.
Yeah, this
I think we have it, but I've never
fun.
Played it, because I think our friends had it,
mm-hmm.
and somehow we ended up with a copy of it, I think. Mm-hmm. I have to go and look.
What's so funny is we were playing this, and Phantom had his Zoom playing,
all right.
and the Tiger Lilies came on. We were like, oh, this is perfect. This is awesome. This is just right for this. Yeah, we've also been watching some movies.
Okay.
We saw Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Which was, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was just great as the other one, but not, you know, overly memorable or, you know.
Yeah, that was the way I felt about it, and everybody else was like, well, it wasn't as good as the first one, and it was like...
Well, the first one
they
was
seemed
new.
Right.
Yeah,
the first
one was like, holy shit, this can happen.
Right.
It's a comic book movie.
Right.
Right.
But I think some people felt rushed.
Right.
And,
I can see that.
But it's also, I think they were planning on a trilogy to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And so it's also setting up the story. It's also setting up Thor and also setting up Captain America.
Right.
And then from there, the Avengers movie eventually. So it's a setup movie in
yeah.
a way.
And Phantom had to point out the Captain America shield being used to prop up his
yes.
thing that he used to make. I don't remember what he was making.
Basically a new arc device. He was making the new chest.
Right,
today.
Exactly.
Which I thought was hilarious that, you know, they built it up when what is it? You know, this part, what is
yeah.
this
thing
here?
Yeah.
yeah. And he puts it underneath, yeah.
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 Yeah, that was funny. And then we watched Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Which I liked. I was really not expecting to like it. I felt like, you know, should probably watch it because, you know, it might have something good. And it really did.
Yeah.
Hit Girl. I fucking love Hit Girl. Like a little foul mouth, little 11-year-old.
Right.
Ass kicking.
And she's the vampire. Awesome. She's the vampire and let me in.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Not
huh.
let the right one in, but
yeah.
the remake. Yeah.
yeah
she's playing the vampire. Yeah.
Which I've heard is great, but like, it was bombed at the.
Well, there have been a few things like that just recently.
Yeah.
I feel like if critics say a horror movie is good, people won't go see it because they think it's trying to be like a real movie.
Right.
And it's not what they want around this time of year. Which, it is a real movie.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know, truly, I think part of it is that, you know, nobody had heard of it before. You know, I mean, we're kind of in a circle where we would have heard of...
Right.
You know.
And the people that have heard of it, I think, like, oh, it's a remake. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I follow so many people on Twitter that are horror movie freaks that tweet 5-7 different tweets about different horror movies. So I've actually been learning a lot that way. But we've got Necromentia to watch, hopefully tonight. We'll probably go home and watch that. We were going to go home and have sex, but we got out of the way.
Yes.
Before you came.
We're efficient.
Yeah.
Drummond efficiency when it comes to sex.
Exactly.
We will do it, and we will do it quickly, and
exactly.
We will be done in 5.3 minutes.
We closed the shop at 6. You showed up at the door at 6:30. We had just finished.
And I actually left, I think, at 6:01.
Yeah.
And I actually even dawdled a few seconds outside to, like, put on my suit jacket and grab my phone and all this other stuff.
Well, actually, what's funny, I don't know why the hell we thought this would work, but we were going to get it on really quick in the back, you know, with the shop open, because we're like, ooh, you know, it'll be all exciting, right?
For hours.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. It'd been totally quiet. And it took us half an hour the second time. I don't know why I thought it was going to be like a quick 3-minute thing, because it's like, we're just not like
9
that.
O'clock.
We go pretty slow. But the FedEx guy walked in, and we were in the back. We had the door closed, but it was open enough that we could hear.
Right.
Fuck. So, anyways, the first attempt didn't go very well.
Right.
So my libido's back again, so we've got to clean the house for the party. And, you know, I've been kind of just stressing over, it's just going to be such a pain in the ass how... Can I bring myself to do this? I fucking hate, you know.
Right.
And it's got to be like deep cleaning, like mopping and dusting and, you know, nook and cranny shit.
Yeah,
I hate that.
We've got to do the same thing.
Yeah. Maybe. So I came up with a plan. Every time we finish cleaning a room, we get to have sex there. Which we've been wanting to do anyways because my roommate left yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Wait, was she moving out? I don't remember you.
She was moving out.
Oh, okay.
And the part that really annoyed me was she was supposed to move out Saturday.
Right.
And we were all set and ready to go, and we were going to go out, and we were going to do stuff, and we were going to be out of the house, and we just had all this stuff planned and everything. Well, no, she didn't show up until Saturday night, and then fucking slept there that night. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Cunt, right? So I charged her for it every day. I took her rent, divided it by the 31 days of October.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you're getting out on so-and-so day. This is what you owe me. Like, down to the fucking dime. and she paid.
Well, that's good. At least she paid. At least she didn't, you know.
Yeah. So I really didn't expect that. But, yeah, I told her I needed a forwarding address. And my idea was, in case there were damages, I was going to come after her ass.
Right.
And there were a couple damages. She kind of fucked up the door and scratched the door up and everything. But it wasn't bad enough that I would make a big deal about it.
Right.
Because I'm thrilled that she's gone.
Right.
But I was going to have her personal address, you know, so that, you know, if...
In case something happened.
Yeah, for small claims court or what have you, or if I found that she had stolen some of my stuff, because truly there are times I could swear that her boyfriend was drugged out of his mind.
Right.
So, she gave me her fucking P.O. box. So I was like, God, I hate you. So I'm just really glad she's gone. So that happened. What else... Seemed like there was something else that I wanted to talk about that we did.
I don't know.
I've been playing Oblivion.
Yes, I've been seeing your tweet.
Yeah, on Phantom's Xbox.
Now, is it Oblivion 4 or... Like,
well, it's, Elder Scrolls 4, which is Oblivion.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's Elder Scrolls, okay.
Yeah. And I've been enjoying it. It's still not EverQuest.
Yeah, well, it's...
Yeah, because EverQuest just... EverQuest has more of... Well, so is EverQuest, but it's got... All the interaction and all the different things that you can go wander off and do one of 15 different things. But now it's way more closed world than I guess what I'm used to. But
maybe you should try Fable.
But I like it. Yeah, I've heard Fable's really good.
If you really want something like that, you should try Fable and Fable because 3 is getting ready to come out.
Yeah. Well, Anne Cara, she played Fable 2 and fucking...
Right.
Alicia, I mean, she would tweet about that all the time.
Yeah, Aruka is playing, has played Fables.
Yeah.
In fact, I gave her, because that was actually, when we got robbed, Fables was in our, the Xbox. So
no.
For her, I think for Christmas, I got her the special one that came out with more on it. It was like Fables, the Lost Chapters that came out before.
Yeah.
It was like, I guess it was something to kind of bridge between one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got her that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of, I went looking for something in my wallet to see one. And while we, oh, when we did, we had game night Friday night and we did our role play game.
Uh-huh.
And I went looking for something, and I can't remember what it was, but I came across a GameStop card.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, I don't remember when I got a GameStop card.
Uh-huh.
And normally I'll use it up, you know, I'll let them keep it. I don't keep my...
Right, so it's got to have a balance on it.
Right. So we were going to do, actually what we were going to do when you popped up and said, hey, you want to go to Spirit and have dinner. We originally were going to go to Movie Stop and take back some of the stuff we got from the Need Coffee people that we didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was one of those things that maybe we would want it and then kind of thought about it. It's like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And just go trade them in and then go, which they're actually having a buy two Halloween, get one free Halloween movie.
Okay.
They've also got a new thing that if you trade in like four movies, you get a free new release.
Okay.
So we were taking back those. We were going to go buy and check out the balance in the GameStop and then go to Walmart and grab a new DVD bookcase.
Okay.
Because we need one because we've got one of these little small ones.
We need one that is overflowing.
Yeah. We're in the market.
Yeah, it was like, I got it one. It holds like 120-something DVDs. And it was like 20-something bucks.
Mm-hmm. Even just a second one, like,
I have a feeling we might end up with another one just because of the way.
Yeah.
But we found out that if you take movies to Movie Stop for trade-in, they can't be shrink-wrapped.
Really?
Yep, because it was basically all we did was take off the Need Coffee stickers, and we were just going to take them in. And
yeah.
They could figure, okay, they're brand-new movies.
Right.
You know, maybe we'll get more for them because
so
they haven't even played.
So you walk out, take the shrink wrap off, and then
go... No, you have to come back 24 hours. You have to wait 24 hours after you take the shrink...
Oh,
I was
going
to take the shrink wrap right there, and it's like, well, you have to come back in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, that sucks.
Okay, fine. We'll probably go this weekend.
Yeah.
Or just shrink wrap it.
Or they think you stole it, and you're just trying to get...
Yeah.
And so we walked in and tried the thing, and it's like, it was a brand new GameStop card.
Oh, sweet.
It was a $25 GameStop card. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you ever figure out where it came from?
I think I got it for my birthday.
Okay.
It's the only thing I could think of because it was the only other time I would have gotten it.
Okay.
And, $25, and I actually bought Bayonetta.
Okay.
We played the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely loved the demo.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Alicia beat the demo.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead and bought that because because they had, like, Gears of War... 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
and Gears of War 1 was like $10,
mm-hmm.
and it was like $17 for Gears of War 2, and thought about getting maybe Rock Band 2 and all this other stuff. It's like, you know what? I'll just go ahead and get Bayonetta because there wasn't even kind of almost, but it didn't. It's like, I don't want to pay the extra right this second.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got Dead Rising 2.
Okay.
Which had just come out, though, so there were no used copies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like $60 right now.
Yeah, so that's
new.
Wait and see one. Yeah, we got Viva Pinata. And then I was like, here, honey, I don't know, I've never played an Xbox. And I got him to play it. And he's totally into it. I'll like walk in after I've been working, and he's sitting there playing it. So I got him playing Viva Pinata.
Right.
And... I don't know, I haven't even been on it, so...
Well, there's so many decent Xbox games to pick up. I'm sure you can find something you really like, and like you've done with Oblivion. I'm sure you can find other things like that.
Yeah.
If you like the role-playing type stuff, you can get Knights of the Old Republic, and Knights of the Old Republic too cheap.
Yeah, see, I'm not into Star Wars so much. I like fantasy.
Okay, well, this is actually old-school Star Wars,
yeah,
and it's a little more like a fantasy game.
Okay.
Because you play
not super up its ass with the Star Wars. Star mm-hmm. Wars stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, old, where you do have, like, you know, the lasers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but your character is can be running around a lightsaber doing the Force stuff, so it's almost...
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I had a friend who was really into that. Yeah, his status for a while on Yahoo I Am was, if you don't hear from me, it's because the new Knights of the Republic has come out.
Right.
Or something like that. So.
Yeah, because they're also getting ready to come out with the MMO,
mm-hmm.
Old Republic.
Okay.
Which is going to be really interesting because you could actually play a bounty hunter that, mm-hmm. and you can actually do a jump up, you know, jet pack up and strafe from the sky.
Mm. Okay, speaking of, that's something that we've been watching the hell out of is WCG, Ultimate
right,
Gamer,
yeah.
that you talked about last week.
Which we still haven't finished watching. We
oh
still
my
have
God.
Two episodes.
So we shouldn't tell them about the last one.
No, it's the last two.
Should we tell them about the game? Can we tell you about what one of
the Yeah, you can tell
was?
Us what the game was. Yeah.
What was it, the one where there was a jetpack, and where it was kind of a sniper thing, where there are two people trying to shoot each other, and one of them had a jetpack?
Oh, yeah, I kind of came across that, so I know who made it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it looks like they were playing some form of Halo,
mm-hmm.
and she was just wiping the floor
oh,
with them.
Humbled him. Yeah, I mean, it was sad. Poor guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I fucking love that show. So we started season one last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be watching that.
All right. Well, the only reason we watched season two was because of Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, go back. Season one's on Hulu. All
right. Yeah.
So go back and check it out. So I kind of like it. But, you know, too, you know, a bunch of high drama.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Like, you know, these people don't tend to socialize.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
person,
you
know?
Take a bunch of gamers and put them in a
mm-hmm.
house together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lack of social yeah. skills.
Right.
And they're all playing funny. The game like there's these strategy masters because they've played video games.
Exactly.
And so they all think they're fucking like
yeah.
Art of War.
Like they're on Survivor and they're
yeah.
going to, you know, figure out alliances and...
Right. Well, they did that with the second one, too, where mm-hmm. they had the people that had, like, four different alliances
the
going
Pentagon.
On.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, there was... Well,
was
there
like,
was
really?
Also... First there was
there
the bipod.
Six of them.
Bipod.
There were six
yeah.
of them.
It's not even
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had a bipod, and then there was
tripod.
And then they became the Pentagon. And,
yeah, which is ridiculous, so...
And the girls still kicked their
ass. Right. I know.
Because they were doing that on purpose, because it seemed like... that their main objective was to get the girls out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say, I love that. Especially if it's something that's kind of traditionally thought of as being dominated by guys.
Right.
And a place where guys get really misogynistic and asshole-y about it. Fucking love seeing girls win.
Right.
I love it. It's like, it just makes me this extra special happy. So, yeah, when they got spanked at what was the game?
They were it was Battlefield.
Yeah,
Bad Company 2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and all the guys were like, "We don't play on PC." And all the girls
yeah.
were like, "We fucking own this." And
yeah.
they did.
Yeah.
They just wailed on him. Yes, I love that game or that show.
Yeah, it was interesting. We got to watch the other two.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to keep up with some of the other stuff because we're still watching No Ordinary Family and
mm-hmm.
been enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Shatner show
mm-hmm.
is,
yeah.
is still getting funny.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Big Bang and How I Met Your
mm-hmm.
Mother and Chuck. And in fact, we got two episodes of Chuck we need to watch.
Because
mm-hmm. they've been adding, it's like guest star-a-palooza
mm-hmm.
on this one. We're talking Brian Pinchot and Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Hamilton is actually Chuck's mother.
Okay.
But, yeah. You basically find out in this series that Chuck's missing mother
mm-hmm.
was actually a spy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because you learn because Bakula was actually brought... Scott Bakula was brought in as Chuck's dad.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I've never watched it. My sister loves it.
It's pretty good,
I hear a lot
yeah.
of people really do like it.
And we started watching it mainly because of Adam Baldwin. It's one
mm-hmm.
of those things where we try to support our Firefly alumni
mm-hmm.
and their stuff.
Yeah.
Up to including... bad sci-fi original movie called Sands of Oblivion with Adam Baldwin and Marina Bareilles, who played Inara. And it was, oh God, it was...
Sands of Oblivion. I haven't seen that one, but there is one that's on Netflix called Riverworld. that's actually really pretty good. It's kind of steampunk.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know one of the characters is actually Mark Twain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
that I remember seeing it, but I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
But it's, yeah, I want to say this is based on a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Where a lot of the sci-fi originals, I think, are based on people's bowel movements.
And just hanging out and, hey, yeah. I got an idea.
Throwing carrots at a dartboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Okay, animal, location, boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that seems to be...
The boobs, you know.
Yeah, it's like giant, yeah.
Bigger.
It's like giant anaconda in San Francisco with ginormous boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the boobs come out when you see it on DVD because
right.
It's one of those things to where... They had the sci-fi version that will show up originally, and then once it hits the DVD market,
mm-hmm.
they'll add more gore and sex,
mm-hmm.
and it does gangbusters overseas.
Okay. Totally switching.
Okay.
Because you had said that you wanted to talk more, focus more on kink and on sex.
Right. Which, yeah.
I had a little idea.
Okay.
Because it's something that I can talk about, and I don't know whether you can talk about it, but... Or you'll come up with something, I'm sure, while I'm talking about it. I was thinking, what is your next fetish that you want to explore? Okay, and I'll start, because I already know.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
You know, that's kind of why I decided. I'll give you time to think, but...
Right.
Our next thing that we're going to try, honey, is Fireplay.
Are we?
We are.
Okay.
And what that involves is, first of all, shaving the boy.
Yes.
Because
this is going to be a two-man project.
Sorry, Malcolm in the Middle.
Uh-huh.
They used to have to do that. Was actually one of the things when they went to a water park. They had to do start planning 2 days in advance because mm-hmm. they had to shave the father
uh-huh.
down
uh-huh.
before he would. Because I guess he was overly hairy, so they basically it was a 2 day process of shaving him down.
Yes, I mean this will be a long process. I actually tried to shave him at one point because I was like, we're gonna try it, and I gave up on shaving. We were in the shower, and I just kept shaving and shaving and shaving, and I gave up on it because I was just like, oh, I think my arm was tired.
Your lady bit at the time
yeah.
too.
You want to probably. Invest in a little better.
Yeah.
That or
I've got Nair.
I've done that. I was gonna say I've actually done that because there have been times I've actually unfortunately I have a hairy back.
You're also a furry man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is bloody sexy. There's nothing
right.
wrong with it. Just for Fireplay, burning
right.
hair smells like ass.
But so. I've had a Ruka Nair my back.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to because. Seems back hair very resilient.
Yeah, it is.
So you'll probably have to go back after he, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you do the initial nairing off and doing that, and you may need clippers.
Yeah,
because clippers help too.
Well, man, I kept shaving and shaving, and I changed directions, and I went over the same patch over and over and over again, and it was still. I mean, it was a little more sparse.
Yeah,
I was
back
God
hair
is like
ragweed.
Yeah, it keeps coming back.
It keeps coming back and comes back quick.
Yeah, well, I've got some there, so I think we'll do that. But yeah, because again, it's burning hair.
Yeah,
you don't want it. So the idea is to get his back totally smooth, so I can do this. Possibly part of his chest. I haven't decided. But what you do is you need like a long. You need cotton that you can hold at the end of, you know, like tongs or something like
right.
that you soak in alcohol, and you take that alcohol and you run it over someone's skin, and please, God, do some research on this before I've done a lot of research. Yeah, it's going to be special alcohol and everything. You run it over the skin. The cotton ball can either be on fire or you can light it on fire once it's on their skin, and then you immediately wipe it out with your hand.
Right.
And it's supposed to be insane. I actually watched a scene at the local dungeon. And this girl was just shivering and giggling and cringing and just having a fucking great time with it. So I'm really hyper about that. And then I've also got fire cups.
Yeah,
which,
I was going to say, the cupping seems to be a thing, too.
Yeah, and what I've seen, there are a couple different methods to do that. You can put, like, a bottle cap on their skin with a little piece of burning cotton. And then put it over it. put the cup over it, like touching all the skin.
Right.
And what happens is as it burns out all the oxygen, it sucks the skin up into it.
Right.
I've seen that, but what I've seen seems to be a better idea that more people like is you run alcohol around the inside of the cup, light that on fire, and put it on, and it goes out like immediately. And it's not the glass that's burning, it's the alcohol, so the glass doesn't get hot. So you put that on, and it immediately sucks the skin.
Well, see, that's why you use that kind of stuff, from what I've seen, is because it's kind of like the same stuff they use when they're doing, like...
Fire eating.
Well, fire eating, and I was thinking more stuntman stuff.
Yeah.
It's stuff that only burns, you know, especially once you can get it off, but you get it off quick enough, it doesn't do anything, but it burns on the actual material.
Right.
Without
a cool temperature.
Right.
Compared to only gasoline.
Right.
Right. So that's going to be our thing that we're going to do. I'm really jazzed about that. Seems like I had another one that I was really hyper about. Oh, threesomes.
Is that really a fetish?
That's an ongoing thing. Yeah, just the one.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that as much of a fetish as just kind of a sexual exploration type thing?
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
Well, at some point I will have my first MMF threesome.
Right. The devil's threesome.
The other ones. Yeah, it's like, this is my last uncharted territory as far as that goes.
Right,
so.
The devil's threesome.
Yeah. he's grinning and I get all blushy.
I've just never heard it called that before.
What, the devil's threesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it. Well, when I first started hearing about it, I immediately thought, because it's usually, you know, the girls in between, you know, the whole finger cuffs thing, and it kind of looks like, you know, maybe devil.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking two horns.
Yeah. So. Well, I've heard basically what it is when you make a wish for a threesome, and that's the threesome you get.
Oh, nice.
It's not the good kind.
Yeah. Oh, see, sounds awesome to me.
Well, when the guy asks for a threesome, he gets the guy on guy, you know, the guy girl guy.
Depends on
threesome.
If he's a straight guy or a bi guy.
Right. Well, that's what it'd be. It's the devil, it's usually a frat. Oh, I don't want to say it's like a frat boy type term.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the frat boy wants the girl, you know, two girls and him.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend shows up with another dude.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the devil's threesome.
Sounds awesome to me. But, yeah, I'm different.
Right. The only thing I can think of right offhand, and we still haven't done it, is the wax play.
Okay.
We just haven't had the time or the energy at some point.
I've got to get you out sometime when Tender Dom is doing one of his
wax. I've seen it done, and I would not be surprised if that's the one who did it at Frolicon.
That's right.
We talked about that. And you've got us the candles, we've got the tarp, you know, we've got a basic idea of what to do.
It's time.
Yeah, it's just time and energy, basically. Because it is one of those things, kind of like the violet wand, because you have to break everything out. It's not like grab a paddle, whack
the
ass a couple times. Yeah.
It's kind of like the fireplay. It's all the shaving and everything. There's a build-up to it.
Right.
These things take effort.
I know. But when you work two jobs, seven days a week, people
don't realize it's all kinky fun times. No, there's a whole bunch of preparation and a whole bunch
of... Yeah, because you've got to have the knowledge behind it, too, because you just can't grab whatever candle happens to be sitting on your mantle and start...
Exactly.
You know...
You can cause some you know, emergencies that way. It's like, you know, anything else, like with staples or with needles. I fucking researched before I... Or sounding. My God, I spent days on sounding, trying to figure out how to do it without, you know... having to go to the emergency room.
You stuck what where?
Yeah. Yeah, which didn't you find someone... I saw something about... you were talking about one of your friends found a video of a monkey sounding...
Oh, no, she was in college and found a case study about a chimp that tried to sound himself with straw.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out so well.
I wouldn't think so. Really good.
Crazy monkeys.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, honestly, the kink has been kind of on the back burner, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I'm just happy having a boyfriend and getting it on vanilla style. I'm just
right, the kink will come later.
It's been 5 months, so I mean, it was like just
Oh, believe me, I know. Yeah. I got to listen.
yeah. Well, I mean, and even, you know, with everything that was going on, the sex kind of took a backseat for a while, but, you know.
Well, but unfortunately, it kind of seems to happen even in new relationships.
Yeah.
Life gets in the way of the fucking.
Yeah. And, you know, that's actually one thing. We're both Capricorns. And that's one thing I read, you know, reading our compatibility, is that you have to sometimes schedule sex because you get so involved in all your things that you're doing.
Right.
Capricorns are very single-minded, very driven, very goal-oriented. So you have to kind of make sex a goal.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing that showed as an incompatibility amongst Capricorns is you forget to have sex. So.
Well, mine is also kind of a weight thing. It's if I can get myself back into like a workout where I'm a little more physical than just work.
If it hurts, then it's not nearly as fun.
Yeah.
Well.
That
was maybe
And I've been in a strange head space too with all the death that's been in the last couple of years and like. And having the weight problem and just a general just messed up headspace. There are times it's like I get a little worried about doing it because, oh, what if I have a heart attack during sex?
Right.
But then we've just recently had sex and nothing went wrong.
And
yeah,
you're here
so,
today, which we're glad to see.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just it's stuff. A part of me thinks that maybe I need to start even see a therapist for a while, get over it. But
yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that, for just getting shit out of your head and talking to someone just to kind of clear your...
But this also helps, too, it getting, you know, just talking about it in general.
Right.
To someone other than Aruka.
Right. You know. Yeah. I totally get that. Now, I still haven't dealt with everything with my dad.
Right.
I mean, not by a long shot, because it's been, you know, he moved in the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been all really good. So I'm still kind of waiting for the... full breakdown.
Well, we're still working. It's still fresh because we're still dealing with will stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mail carrier decided that because we didn't pick our mail up at a regular clip, mm-hmm. then our apartment was vacant and stopped delivering the mail.
Oh, are you shitting me?
No.
Huh.
So we got that all cleared up, and
I'd be screwed because I'll go for like 3 or 4 days without.
Right, but we also, I think you have a standard mailbox, so you can cram a little more into it.
Yeah.
Where we've got, living in an apartment, we've got like the little post
little
office
box
thing. But still, it's kind of shitty that they would do that without checking with the office to find out if the apartment was vacant to begin with,
right.
and just take it upon yourself,
right,
saying vacant. But they're sending it FedEx, and hopefully it will be here the next day or two, and I can go and get it notarized and sent back and get everything straightened up. But I think, I think the reason my aunts are probably getting on to me about it is because I think everything has to be you know, they have to get everything into whatever it's called. I can't remember. Probate, get everything into probate and stuff like that. So, because... I know there's a lot of land involved because at one point my grandfather the house they live on is not just a house and like an acre of property. We're talking at least 4 or 5 acres with two houses and a rental duplex on it.
Nice.
And then he had some rental property up in Lake Alatoona at one point.
Okay.
I didn't know if he still had it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a teenager I used to have to go up there on weekends with him and do like yard work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, we still have furniture we've got to go pick up. My grandmother has this bedroom set that, or had, you know, obviously she's been gone for a long time, but that is supposed to be pre-Civil War.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, in the family and in the family and in the family, and we really didn't know who was going to take it because my stepmom just really isn't interested.
Right.
And then. You know, finally it's, you know, I'm going to take it because I have a free guest room. Did I tell you my roommate moved out?
No, you didn't say anything about that. You didn't say anything about that? Bitch.
So for now, you know, we're going to get a roommate eventually, but
for
now I've got a space for it.
Right.
You know, just to kind of keep it. So.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've thought about is like my grand. I know at one point when he died, he wasn't living there.
Mm-hmm.
He was living with my aunt with a full-time nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But even before then, he was only there twice a month. 2 weeks out of every month because
mm-hmm.
You'd go down to Thompson where his girlfriend lived.
Okay.
So there's a house full of mm-hmm. stuff there.
Yeah.
That it's like, you know, makes you kind of wonder, who's going to get, you know, I have a feeling I know who's going to get the property, but who's going to live in the house, what's going to happen to all that furniture and all the antiques they had in there and stuff like that. Because there's stuff that, you know, they had that was old when I was a baby.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, I you know, my grandmother had a bunch of stuff like that, and I'll probably end up with a couple more pieces even. We've got to get that couch from Anna Cara, so we've got, like, all this furniture to go pick up.
Right.
Not looking forward to it, but...
It's stuff, though. It's stuff you can use, especially considering you're planning on having people over. And,
right.
You know, when we were recording, we would be recording in your bedroom on your bed because you didn't have any
no
place
couch.
To sit.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I had... Or, yeah. God. We had the most beautiful couch. Well, it wasn't a couch. It was a futon.
Right.
As far as futons go, it was fucking sharp, but we can't get it. So, because the roommate moved out, so all that cash disappeared.
Right. That's the bad thing about the roommate moving out, is the extra cash.
Yeah. Which, you know, we will get one eventually, but it may be a while. Because, you know, I was looking for about 3 or 4 months when I found her, and she was such a winner. So we're going to be very selective. Just
seemed great the first time.
Yeah.
First week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were all jazzed about it when she first moved in. And especially considering she wasn't going to be there
a whole
lot. Well,
then she started talking. and it
just didn't stop.
Yeah, did you ever meet one of those... Have you ever met one of those people... You try really hard, and I really wanted to like her because we were sharing the same space and everything.
Right.
And you try and you try and you try, and then they open your mouth, and you're like, what kind of fucking alien settled in your head and is speaking through you? Because you're not human, obviously. You know, someone that is, like, so absolutely opposite, and they say shit, and you kind of nod and smile because you think they're joking, and they're
right.
You know what I mean? She was just that person.
No, my thing is meeting the people... who are so dumb that they don't even realize they're dumb, because I work with a few women like that that are just so utterly stupid and or pig-headed.
Yeah.
But there are they're two right off the top of my head at job one that are so dumb you want to look at and go, how do you breathe?
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't think they're dumb.
Yeah.
So...
Well, see, she was just self-involved. Like, you know, I'll give you two examples. First of all, when I told her that my dad had cancer, I was distraught because when he first, you know, showed up with the lung cancer, I was like, this is it. This is what's going to kill him.
Right.
And this is before they realized that they could treat it and they could do things about it. I was like, holy fuck, my dad's going to die. You know, because it metastasized. It was really bad by the time I found it. So I got to tell her this, and I'm like obviously upset and, you know, totally... And she fucking changes the subject to talk about her work. Because that's all she did. Anytime I would talk about anything with me, she would change the subject back to her.
Right.
And back to where it was about her fucking job. Right? That
right.
she didn't do. And her boss would get pissed off at her and yell at her because she didn't do her job. And then she was all upset, like, you know, she was the big victim of her boss. And I'm like, no, you're really not doing your job. Your boss is right. Your boss
right.
should be giving you way more shit than she is. Okay, second example. She had a friend that she knew from when she lived in the place where she lived before me. That she used to go out and meet him at a coffee house and hang out with him and everything. And she met him out, and he had mentioned, I think he knew that he was sick, and he was like, would you marry me? I would pay off all your student loans. And he was just lonely. You
right.
know? Older guy and a millionaire. And she's like, no, I just, no, but... You know, hey, we can still talk about those student loans, right? Because that's the kind of person she was. He found out that he had cancer, or told her that he had cancer. I think he may have known before.
Right.
He found this beautiful, young, 25-year-old something-something to marry him, right?
Right.
And so over the course of him being sick and dying, which was a couple weeks, basically, because it was really advanced... she got to texting his widow, and she was so furious, not furious, perturbed, I guess, that he had said something about paying off her student loans, and he had the gall to die without saying anything to his widow. And she was like, should I tell her? Should I tell her that he was going to pay off my student loans? I was like, your fucking friend just died of this tragic, horrible, horrible cancer, and you're worried about your student loans? So I'm like, she was just... absolutely horrible. She was the most uptight hippie I have ever met in my entire life. I'll stand by that. I've said it before.
I actually had a friend do something along that lines to me. The guy I used to hang out with, and I've told you the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What it was is I had met him through my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point after me and her broke up, they got into a fight and weren't talking. Mm-hmm. And I was on IM with one at one point, talking to him. And this is around the time her dad mm-hmm. died suddenly, mm-hmm. massive heart attack, bam.
Aww.
And at one, he's telling me about how the girl he was seeing that lived in Virginia was coming down. It was going to be the first time she came down here, and he mm-hmm. wanted to throw this big party for her, and blah blah blah. And I finally, you know, was like, should I tell him? It's like, you know, because he had known her, mm-hmm. Red of the Dead, since she was like 15. They mm-hmm. they went to high school together.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I know you're not talking to her very much, but just wanted to tell you mm-hmm. that her, you know, Red of the Dead dad just recently died.
Mm-hmm.
And his response was, oh, okay, and then kept talking about what he wanted to mm-hmm. do at the party.
Yeah. I don't understand people like that.
It's not like they're evil and they're
just so fucking self-involved.
They mean well. It's just, how can you live from Earth for like 30 years or whatever and not know anything about how people operate?
She's 45. She's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And she would criticize me like no end because of my house and my dogs. Which, yeah, my dogs are obnoxious. They're rescues and they have been beaten. And I've tried really hard to work with them and they are what they are. You know, fucking deal with it. And she would, you know, every time I would offer to take us out to dinner or something, she would bitch about how dirty my car was. So I stopped going out anywhere with her. Because she sure as hell wasn't going to drive.
Right.
And she was 10 years older than me. And I had to bitch about everything that was wrong with my house and everything that was wrong with my car. And I'm like, have you ever owned property in your life? Like, you're, you know, who the fuck are you to, like, you know, give me shit?
Right.
Here I am, 10 years younger than you, and I've worked my ass off to own what little bit that I own. Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's... If you haven't owned a house, you just don't know how overwhelming it is. And how proud I am, personally, to have stayed on top of everything that I've stayed on top of.
Right. That's one of the things... That's one of the reasons why I've not even attempted, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Me and Aruka have talked about it. Yeah, yeah. Part of me is like... Yeah, you know, because, yeah, you could always
call
afford.
Somebody.
Yeah.
If something breaks down, if you get a leak in your roof, something mysterious, magical, you can call somebody.
Right.
That's huge. I would love to have that again.
Right, and you don't have to worry about yard work.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry, although you're giving people money for something you'll never own.
Right. But you would never go to somebody's house that they own and point out all the shit that's wrong with their house.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not that kind of person. You're not an alien. So, yeah. So anyways, that was my exorcism with my roommate on air.
Right.
Or on the podcast, and I'll be walking
in. Yeah, did you ever find your sage?
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
But it's going to take a serious cleansing. It's going to be like a couple hours.
Sage bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
Sage bomb.
Exactly. Oh, like bug
bombs.
Black
and Decker sage bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Scorch the walls.
Kills karma dead.
Yeah. Scorch the walls.
It kills Juju dead.
God, she just had she had major bad juju about her. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off about the roommate. She's just she's crazy.
Again, it's good to be able to just get it off.
So, DS, anytime, I'll send you some pictures of the room. Come on down. And Phantom's nodding.
Are you sure you're not just going to put him in the basement chained to the wall?
No, he gets a room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he gets a room. No. His Phantom's going to be in there every 5 minutes.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Sorry.
No, okay.
Didn't mean to go off. Wasn't there something else we were going to talk about?
The suicides.
Coming out.
The coming out, yeah.
Yeah.
Being that when we're recording this, last Monday mm-hmm. was coming out day.
Hi, my name is Flesh Fine. I'm bisexual. Formerly lesbian. Formerly bisexual. You want to come out?
Default now.
You want to come out?
Straight by
default. Yeah, I'm bisexual. Mm. Yeah.
You're really pansexual.
Yeah. Spectrosexual.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in every single thing, but most things.
I'm into pretty much anything. I'm into everything except for asexual.
No.
Yeah.
It's not much to be into.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So,
yeah. If you're asexual,
there's
you're
nothing
not
about
into
that
that
turns
yeah.
me on. So, yeah, transsexuals either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All
right.
And that's the thing. That's the idea behind pansexual is that allows for intergender and,
right.
and gender transitions, whereas bisexual is male or female.
Right.
So pansexual or spectrosexual is a little bit more open.
Right, which has always been interesting because I had always thought of the word queer
mm-hmm.
to just be a derogatory term for a gay man. And
what?
Then as I've been...
It's been kind of reclaimed, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like I'll see people who are like, you know, queer, but they're married, you know, it'd be
yeah.
like a woman who calls herself queer, but, you know, is
yeah.
married to a guy. And it's like, I actually went and started looking, and it's like, okay... You know what is the you
yeah.
know because I've always had the one idea of queer because even
yeah.
even gay guys were taking it back you know it's a gay guy calling himself
yeah.
queer.
Well, I truly you know even though I'm really only into guys right now, I'm sexually attracted to women, but just emotionally I just can't fucking deal with the drama and
right.
the emotions and all that. I still consider myself queer. All right.
You
know, even though I'm really only into cock right now.
All
right. I would still call myself queer.
Okay.
And I've earned my queer points, so I can do that.
Yeah,
it's in the book.
Right.
It's in the queer Bible.
It was just one of those things that always kind of struck me as, you know,
mm-hmm.
as I've been delving more into the lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, too, sometimes I play sexually a little bit more as a boy. Like, I've played daddy little girl while I was daddy. Not
right.
phantom necessarily, but that's still coming back. Yeah.
It's all less summer, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. But, you know, I you know, sometimes we'll play.
After all.
By design. Yeah, I mean, I sometimes will play a little bit more as a boy. Definitely aggressive.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say I play kind of queer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Strappy.
And it's like,
yeah.
you know, me coming out would basically be, say, I'm kinky and poly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. You're kind of, you're skirting the boundaries.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
just kind of.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say, you know, as far as gender expression or sexual preference, I think that mostly covers queer. Because, you know, I mean, there are girls, I'm sure, who play as boys, but... only date men.
Right.
And they could really be genderqueer.
Right.
You know, so that's all, again, encompassed in queer, so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things, is as you get in the lifestyle, you realize that there's a lot more depth to it than
yeah.
just grabbing a whip and slapping someone with it, yeah.
And I have run into so many male-to-female transsexuals who are lesbians,
mm-hmm.
Which is not... necessarily what you would think.
Right.
But I know a lot of beautiful transsexual women who are into women, which is hot. Just saying. Those women I would be interested in.
Right.
So. Yeah. I just got a little perky there for a second, sorry. Yeah, so, and we were talking about coming out and, you know, all the suicides, like, I can certainly sympathize. It was, you know, when I came out, it was a 3-year process. You know, when I went from being bisexual, which nobody knew about except for my boyfriend, because we talked about girls.
Right.
To having broken up with my boyfriend and coming out as fully lesbian. So fucking hard. There's nothing harder than that. Yeah, and I've been through, like, crazy emotional shit in my life. But
right.
that was 3 years of questioning every fucking thing that I did, every person I interacted with. Are they gay? Are they straight? Do they know that I'm gay? Do
right.
they, you know? I mean, it just,
yeah.
you question every last little facet about yourself. And I remember being, like, petrified at the thought that because I was gay, the only way I was going to meet other gay people was to go to gay clubs, because
right.
gay clubs were fucking scary. You know, I was a little antisocial anyways.
Right.
And the idea of, like, plucking up the courage to go to a gay club was just like, I mean, I'm talking like adrenaline rush, shivers.
Right.
Sweating, you know. Oh, yeah, so that shit's terrifying.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of being harder than coming out with your sexual orientation is someone that's going through a transgender
situation.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's questioning even more. That's even questioning your biology.
Yeah.
Which, holy fuck, I can't even imagine. So, yeah. So, yeah, man, coming out's hard. You know, and the best thing that people can do is to try to create an atmosphere to where there is no homophobia.
Right.
Because, like, even the whispered things that you've heard or the bad jokes that your parents told about gay people, or that all builds up in your mind when you're coming out. And right. It becomes the most important thing that you focus on. And it becomes so fucking huge and terrifying that you think that because somebody made this joke 10 years ago that they're not going to love you if you come out.
Right.
It's horrible.
But I can also see where nowadays it might even be easier, and mm-hmm. strictly because of the internet. You have a yeah. way of researching that someone even 10 years ago right. really didn't have access to.
Right.
Because, again, yeah. the only way you're going to find out is so you know.
Yeah.
Imagine someone in, like, the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Coming to grips with their sexuality like that.
Oh, I mean, shit, I can't. Yeah.
But nowadays, at least you can find, you know, if not an online support group, but mm-hmm. using the internet to find a group,
right.
you know, in your area or...
Well, the first girl I ever met up with, I met her on AOL. You know, which will give you an idea of how long ago that was.
Right.
And it was, like, this world opened up, but it was still terrifying because the right. internet was still very small. And now the resources that are available are huge compared to what they
right.
were.
Right, and that's what, and, yeah. and I'm not even just talking about a dating situation. I'm just
yeah.
talking about a support group.
Or just seeing gay websites where people are okay with being gay.
Right.
I mean, just seeing good examples of gay people who are happy and who are well-adjusted.
Right.
Just seeing that example, especially when you've lived among straight people who have maybe made those jokes and everything, just seeing pictures of smiling gay people is...
Right.
fucking enormous, you know, because if you may not get to the gay bookstores where you can see the magazines and the people holding hands and stuff like that, you think that you're a,
yeah.
you know, a monster.
And now with the internet, someone who's living in some place like a bumblefuck Iowa,
right,
who thinks they're the only gay person in the known universe,
right,
who may not have a local connection,
mm-hmm.
can find something online.
Right.
That can help them out. And
right.
I think that would help a lot. And I think that
yeah.
would...
Yeah. Well, you know, but apparently it's not helping enough because there are all these suicides. I mean, just, it's tragic. I mean, these people are, like, lost. They'll never, you know, be able to do what they're meant to do in the world.
Yeah, but there's also a psyche thing. I mean, it might not just be the fact they're, you know...
Well, it is filled with so much self-loathing and self-questioning. Like, seriously, at the very core of who you are, you know, and who you thought you were supposed to be and who your parents always told you you were
right.
going to grow up to be. And it is, it's intense.
Right, but they're also,
bi is kind of not quite the same thing. I mean, there's some of that, but you still have the straight side that you can kind of fall back on. You can be like,
right.
oh, well, I'm not totally, you know, being gay. It's like you're, you know.
But you also have a whole nother situation there where you have people in the gay community who look down on you for being
right,
bisexual.
Yeah,
because
I don't talk
like,
to any of my lesbian friends.
Right,
anymore.
Because it is one of those
yeah.
things where it's like if you're not fully out gay.
Yeah.
I remember watching, what was it, Torch Song Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one part where a guy who was a bisexual, who
mm-hmm.
was, you know... who would meet up with the guy
right.
sneaking behind his wife's back
mm-hmm.
and one of the guys says, you know, wouldn't it be great someday when it would be the bisexual
yeah.
sneaking off on his gay husband or
that's
whatever to,
exactly
to meet his
what
female.
I did.
Yeah.
I was flirting with guys online and before, you know, my ex knew that I was even vaguely interested in cock again. Yeah, and there's that scene in Chasing Amy where
yeah.
she, you know, falls in love with Ben Affleck and all of her lesbian friends turn their backs on her.
Right.
And that's exactly what mm-hmm. happens.
And yeah, you can see that. And you see that in some of the stuff where, yeah, you know, I'm going by media thing, but still,
yeah.
you keep, and it's not just that, but you, you know, having some gay friends that
right.
do look, you know, look down on
right.
on bisexuals is, you know,
yeah.
it's like, oh, you're just not, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, oh, you're not being honest with yourself. You're actually
or,
gay, and you
or
just
you're
don't want.
Or you're still buying into the straight, was it straight privilege?
Right.
You still want to have that husband just because it's easier.
Right.
Yeah, you're
it's,
not tough
it's
enough.
It's basically
to be gay.
The gay version of passing.
Yeah, yeah. You're not tough enough to be fully gay and to,
right.
you know, follow us. And I, oh my God, I was guilty of the same thing. You know, here I am back on the other side, greatly enjoying dating men.
See, that's why I think it's interesting that they've come out with the idea of pansexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's... The kink community is actually a lot more open to different sexualities.
Yeah.
It seems like you're almost expected to be bisexual. As a woman, at least. Not as a guy, but as a woman. You're almost expected, because when there's a woman who says that she's straight, I've even caught myself questioning, is she really?
Right.
Because... Well, most kinky women I know are bi.
Well, there's also the term heteroflexible.
Or homoflexible.
Yeah.
You know, I've met gay men who were, you know, yeah, I'll try it.
Right.
You know.
And see, that's one of the neat things about Frolicon, is because you do have, because I think it's a little, that's why I don't think I want to go to a full-on fetish convention.
Right.
Because Frolicon, you have such a mixture of,
Frolicon mixing with fun, anyways.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was just saying.
Fun. It's, people aren't taking themselves nearly as seriously as, like, you know, DomCon just passed.
Yeah.
I know it's like a lot of pro doms. You know, be around a bunch of people who are, I'm Mistress so and so, and you'll like my, fuck you.
Yeah, because that's the great thing, because you do have that, but you do have, in the, you know, spectrum of fun, you still have that whole rainbow, to take another, of everybody, where you can have a, you know, vanilla straight person who's there strictly just to hang out and have fun and party to the leather fags.
The queerest of the kinky.
Right.
The kinkiest of the queer.
And they're all kind of hanging out at the same party, having drinks, you know, just having a fun time.
Everyone's just more than anything open-minded.
Yeah.
Which is huge. And if we lived in a society where more people were just the slightest little bit more open-minded, I don't think a lot of those suicides would be happening.
Right.
So, I mean, just one shade of difference might have, you know, made a difference. So, don't fucking tell homophobic jokes, ever. Because you never know who around you is gay and freaking the fuck out about it, and hoping you won't find out. Because they're terrified. So, that's my little tidbit.
But then again, some of the best gay jokes you can get are probably
the gay guy, they'll kind of giggle, but then they'll still worry that people know that they're gay because they laughed at it. So.
But there's, like, you know, I've told you about Fag, which was the great party group, and, you know, the person that was trying to say, yeah, I'm waiting, yeah, I can't, just to check out the F-A-G-G, and the one of the guys that was there going, like, it's Fag.
It's okay to say it, This is that one time.
And they threw great parties, and I really wish they'd get back together. But
yeah.
It's like they had this one gay girl that was there, and we were in there setting up B-Knot's equipment while they were finishing up setting up the room.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get a hold of someone, and she looks at me and goes, "You could never find a fag when you need one."
Nice. Actually, that's okay. Never mind. I'm not gonna get into talking about some of the obnoxious gay boys I've known. We're at a minute, an hour and two.
Oh.
Yeah, so we ready to wrap this puppy up?
Yeah, why not?
Wrap it up in, speaking of king, we can wrap it up in saran wrap and sound it.
Okay, let you do that because you've got the knowledge.
And then drip hot wax on it, and then, you know, cut holes to put ice cubes in. That's so fucking mean. It's awesome. Especially when they're sweaty and they're all hot anyways because that ice is extra special spicy.
Right.
Wow. I still have all that saran wrap.
it's kind of ridiculous.
Like you went
rolls of plastic wrap.
It's like you went to Costco and got like a shitload.
No, I told the guy, I didn't know how much saran wrap it would take, right? So I was like, okay, you need to bring like at least 10 rolls. And he's so eager to please. He's very sweet. I was kind of hoping he would be at the party, but he's not going to make it. His mom is passing away of cancer.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't have said that, but he never listens to this, so. But I was like, I don't know how much, you know, so I was like, 10 rolls. And we used 2.5 rolls. So I've got like...
Well, it depends on which ones you bring, too, because is it a 25 yard? Is it a 50 yard?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can get, because you can get, what, 25, 50, and 100 yard rolls of stuff.
Well, it just gets a lot thicker than you would think, a lot quicker than you would think.
I can kind of see that. It's kind of like the putting on all the t-shirts.
Yeah.
They had the guy in the video that did all the t-shirts. Yeah. And it's like, you think of a t-shirt being this really thin material, but you get five on, and it's like, all of a sudden you're suffocating. So,
Right. Well, you know, and also, I've seen a lot of moving plastic. you know, the kind of plastic they use to wrap pallets, I guess.
Shipping.
That's supposed to be really good, too. Because, you know, that way you're not wrapping it and wrapping it and wrapping it. You're wrapping one huge thing all the way around. But you'd probably need to... There's a method for that where you do the...
Yeah, because if you see the pallets, they're actually on something that rotates.
Well, no, the thing is...
As it spins, you're putting the tape around it.
No, I mean, no matter what you use, you have to get the upper part of the torso first and have them lay on the bed and lift their legs before you finish their legs. Because if you do their whole body... Then you have to push them over on the bed, and it may not land right. So it's better to leave their legs so they can kind of help you, you know, get themselves onto the bed. Unless you've got a second person, which I did not.
Right. a spotter.
Yeah, and you can't do their legs first, because then, you know, you have to get up underneath them to do their torso while they're laying down, which is not easy.
Right.
So, yeah, do it with a spotter. Yeah, definitely have a second person. Have medical scissors.
I can imagine that because working with this when we get our pallet drops at job one, and just like one or two things. It's like one of those things where if your X-Acto knife isn't very sharp, you're going, you're having to swipe five or six times just to cut through the all the way through the plastic.
Yeah, and if there's an emergency, if they start suffocating or panicking or getting a heat stroke. Very likely, because that sweat's not evaporating, it's being held next to their skin. Then you need to be able to get them out quickly. And panic is a big part of it, being totally restricted.
Regular scissors.
Okay, a little bit more fetish talk.
Do your research. Kink is not just grabbing a paddle and smacking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to think about the shit, and you got to, you know, find out how many yards there are in some saran wrap before you.
Even just a straight spanking, you got to know where to hit.
Here's what I was told. Take the cheek, okay, and you divide it in fourths.
Okay.
You want the inner bottom quarter of that, and that's called the sweet spot.
Okay.
On both sides. The outer corner on the bottom is still okay, but it hurts a little bit more. Any of the upper two hurt really bad.
Well, I know from what I've seen, basically anything from just below, you want to definitely stay away from the lower back.
Yeah.
But basically the meat of the ass down to the where your back, basically the back of the knees are good to hit because it's fleshy and you definitely want to stay away, but you want to stay away from joints.
Yeah.
Some people say don't do the bottom of the feet.
Although there's a special fetish for that.
Right.
But that's extremely, extremely intense. Like the slightest little slap feels like, you know, glass.
Yeah. Basically, when you
chopsticks for poking the feet when somebody's hogtied. Very good. Very, very good. Especially between the toes. Oh, freaking the fuck out.
I can imagine. That's one of those areas you don't normally get any kind of...
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just very, very surreal. And even the hands, like, you know, use, like, something, you know, that won't cut, but that'll kind of dig in to the hands. Especially when somebody's lying and they're completely helpless and they can't move their hands, it'll freak them out. All right. So. All right. Anything else? Oh, I just wanted to say, and I'm not going to go into it, I've got a really good app. Everybody, if there are some blogs that you follow, go to Google Reader.
Okay.
And you can put all the blogs that you follow on one thing and then just read them
on
your reader, which is really nice. And there's a great iPhone app, which is Mobile RSS, which accesses your Google Reader.
Right.
And is awesome.
I don't think I have any blogs that I follow on a regular basis.
I started
of, like,
following
Elgin.
Blogs because now I can.
Yeah, you'll be able to follow them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I can't think of anybody I really want to follow right off the hand. So.
Well, the reason why I started doing it is there are so many good Halloween blogs.
Right.
And horror movie blogs. And for one of the blogs I read, which is, Making Over Tolkien with Lovecraft. I can't remember the name of it. I'll see if I can post it on the show notes that we never do. So just look for Tolkien and Lovecraft. But they have a countdown to Halloween, and that's why I started doing it, was because all these great websites are doing all these countdowns to Halloween.
Right.
Shit, you can put Kinky in the Geek. Right. We've got an RSS feed, so it'll update when we...
actually wrote shit on there.
Well, no, it'll update whenever there's a new episode, so you know to open up your iTunes.
Yeah.
But we're going to go watch Dorian Gray, at some point because, you know, they posted it on this blog and I saw it on my RSS reader. So.
Yep. Yeah. That was actually one of the characters they added to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie that wasn't in the original comic.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't in the original comic.
Okay.
The original comic was Quatermain, Nina Hartley, or what, I can't remember. The female from Dracula.
Vampire, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll, the Invisible Man, and
that's a comic I would really like to read.
And what's his face? Captain Nemo.
Okay.
They added Dorian Gray and Tom Sawyer for the movie.
Now, since The Walking Dead is coming out, I'm going to start reading his Walking Dead. He's got them all. I know. I'm going to do it with...
Oh, yeah. You better have something happy sitting next to you to read afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially once you get to the end of the... I'm just going to say the end of the prison block.
Uh-huh.
Once you get to the end of that story, you better have a fucking happy Disney movie ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the next hardcover after that. I just haven't gotten myself to open it yet.
Yeah, because the end of that arc, by the end of that arc, you were questioning humanity.
Oh no! Okay.
It's yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's still good. I still tell if you want something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, did you ever listen to the World War Z? CDs?
No, I've still got it. I'm just going to end up burning them onto a flash drive or something to give those back to you. Yeah, I just haven't gotten to it.
Those will be good for your next car trip, because it's basically it's like a radio drama.
Yeah, we were going to take them to, on our last road trip, and we didn't. No, I'm sorry, we were going to take them when I went up to Baltimore.
Yeah, that would have been perfect for your ride back.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I didn't, Alrighty. Okay, you guys be good.
I'll be good at it.
Bye.